Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
You expect me to climb into that thing with a stranger?
I'm not a stranger.
Oh yeah, you are. I don't know you. That's the definition of a stranger. And that elevator shaft under a fake tree is the kind of thing a stranger would have.
Friendly, it's me, Pen.
Pen.
You know me, we're friends. You came here tonight to find me and ask for help.
You're lying.
He's not Brinley.
Nope, it's the truth.
Huh?
Jude and Remy, remember Brinley? She doesn't remember.
Yeah, got that. Pen, is that an elevator under the tree?
It is.
Whoa, cue the mysterious music.
What does that mean?
It's a meta thing. Like if we were in a TV show or podcast. Never mind.
How long has she been like this, Cybot?
Since we arrived at Pen's window.
I sent my mom a text that I was going to sleep, but we gotta go. Now or never.
I don't like this, and I'm not sure I like any of you.
First of all, everyone likes me.
You are very likable, Remy.
Thank you, Cybot. Brinley, you may not remember me right now, but I know you. Kinda. And I know there are mysteries on this island that are important to you. You're gonna want to find out what's down there. You must feel that, right? Even if your brain is all bleh.
Yes, I do. Girl, it's a mystery, and I, Brinley A. Brinley, have to solve it. So, let's go. People, into the mysterious elevator under the tree. Does anyone know where we're headed?
That's a big no.
Have a seat. I'll be in momentarily.
Thank you, officer. This is cozy.
Die.
Dad.
Pick up the phone.
Huh? Oh, right. Hey, Dad, long time no see.
Cyrus, I can't believe you're here, and you're so...
tall, I know. Gotcha by a couple inches now, I think.
How did you...
I don't know. Coma growing, I guess?
Coma growing?
I'm sorry you're in here because of me.
Stop. We're not doing that, son. This is just a father and his enormous child sharing a nice moment catching up.
Catching up. Right. You look good.
Yeah?
I mean, short, but...
I can't believe I'm gonna have to be hearing short jokes for the rest of my life.
Get used to it.
Have you figured out who that person was, the one who injected you?
No. Security is on the case, though.
How's your mother doing?
Well, she got a little emotional when she found out she may have missed 2 years of my life.
I'll bet she did.
But you know, Mom.
I sure do.
Thank you, Dad, for everything you've done for me. I'm really lucky to have you.
You kidding me? I'm the lucky one. You should see me bragging about my boy to every guy on cell block D.
How does that go over?
Oh, just swell. Great bunch of guys.
I hope you get to come home soon, Dad.
Me too, son. Are you all right?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm worried about Brinley and Badger and Bruce, but why do you ask?
No reason. I just...
What is it, Dad?
No, you just seem...
Older?
I guess. But I was gonna say... Different.
Is it just me, or is it kinda tense in this little elevator?
It's not just you, Sibes.
Thanks, Remy.
Look on the wall. Are those blueprints?
Blueprints of the island.
It looks like building designs. But that would mean...
It's all man-made.
All? The rocks, the sand?
The moss in the tunnel. Are you saying someone created all of it? Why? What's down here?
Brinley, be careful!
Whoa. Subterranean cave.
Is this all scuba gear?
Like the people that swam me to the surface were wearing.
What are you doing, Brinley?
Oh, you know, thought I'd go for a nighttime swim.
In a hurricane?
Do you even know how to scuba?
I mean, I don't remember, but...
According to the database of PADI, the Professional Association of Diving Instructors, Brinley A. Pasternak of Juneau, Alaska, was scuba certified in 2021.
What do you know? I'm certified.
Are you sure that didn't say certifiable?
Haha, very funny. Whoever you are. That suit is snug.
Brinley, do you even know why you're doing this?
Little robot?
Cybot. Playing recording.
Real memory, I guess. Being pulled out of the water.
That's me. You recorded me, Cybot?
Being underwater in the dark. And then there was this roar and a bright light. And then there were hands pulling me up, swimming me to the surface.
If there's some kind of passageway to another dimension, and Cyrus came through it, I need to know. Thanks, me. Okay, little robot, into this waterproof pouch. Looks like that's the way back into the water. Wish me luck!
Brinley!
Casey, you waited out here?
Hey, Cyrus. No, but I heard your car was headed back, so I figured I'd meet you, in case you needed to go back in via trash bin.
I think I'm good, but I appreciate the offer.
You went to visit your dad?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's okay. Casey, thanks. That meant a lot to me.
What is that?
Hoverboard! It's Badger, and he's carrying Bruce.
Hoverboard?
Cyrus!
Badger, what happened to Bruce? How long has he been out?
A lot longer than 6 minutes. Elixir Key, please. Help him, I don't...
Badger, are you okay?
Don't worry about me, just get Bruce inside.
I'll help you carry him.
Bruce! Bruce, can you hear me? Wake up. Bruce!
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Green Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.